Turning now to our press review, and climate change is dominating lots of the headlines today, particularly in light of those terrible wildfires that have been ravaging parts of Canada. Our press reviewer, Deepti Laurent, is here with more.
Well, Sharon, it's on the front page of the Canadian paper Globe and Mail today here in Nova Scotia, pleading for more help in battling those wildfires that have been ravaging the region, and those wildfires also exacerbated by dry weather conditions. More than 20,000 hectares of the Maritime Province have been destroyed. More than 18,000 people are under strict evacuation orders in Halifax, the biggest city in the region. As I said, little respite expected in the coming days. Now, the Toronto Star, another paper, has a very interesting article about how these kind of wildfires can become so destructive that they can actually essentially create their own weather phenomenons. The risk in the cases of these fires is that when they get to a certain size and intensity, they can create what we call fire-generated thunderstorms called pyrocumulonimbus, which can, in turn, these thunderstorms can either create rain and hail, which can help ease the ongoing fires, or they can create lightning, which can then set off smaller fires as a consequence. And one of the fires raging right now seem primed for these conditions to create these fire-generated thunderstorms. So it remains to be seen what the effects will be.
Meanwhile, here in France, Libération has French forest fires on its front page. It's speaking specifically about the perils of climate change. Deepti.
Yeah, that's right. Concretely, Libération is looking at a recent government report which showed that, as Libé says, that French forests are losing their superpowers. So this French report, this government report, showed that French forests are absorbing twice as less carbon dioxide as a decade ago. You'll note, of course, that the key attributes of forests is their ability to absorb carbon dioxide and pump out oxygen into the atmosphere. Paradoxically, in France, there are more and more forests, but the trees itself are dying. For trees themselves are dying due to disease, but also droughts, ongoing droughts and heat waves, which has resulted in less and less carbon dioxide being absorbed in some cases in two parts of France. The report even showed that that the forests are emitting carbon dioxide, which is a whole other catastrophic situation to deal with, Sharon.
Staying with France then, French stories here. It was also a bad day for tennis players at the French Open.
Yeah, Black Wednesday, that's how L'Equipe, the French sports paper, puts it on its front page. Six French tennis men and women were eliminated yesterday during the second round of the French Open. That includes Caroline Garcia, who is the highest-ranked French player at the Open, who's, for L'Equipe at least, is sort of going through an identity crisis. But also Luca Puy, Luca Vanache, and Gaël Monfils, who, of course, pulled out due to injury, making it a terrible day for French tennis. This year, of course, marks 40 years since Yannick Noah, the last Frenchman, won the French Open. 6-0, L'Equipe says on its in its coverage in about the French Open today.
Deepti, music to the ears of Queen fans. Frontman Freddie Mercury's personal effects are being auctioned off, among them some early drafts of one of the band's greatest songs, Bohemian Rhapsody. Tell us about that.
Well, 1,500 items are being auctioned off, Sharon. They'll be auctioned off in September on behalf of his longtime friend Mary Austin. Among them is this draft for Bohemian Rhapsody, written on stationery from a British airline called British Midland. You can see sort of doodled all over it as well. This this draft you can actually see here, right here. I'm not sure if you can see, but he actually had written Mongolian Rhapsody and then crossed out Mongolian and replaced it with Bohemian, leading us to think that maybe he toyed with the idea of calling it Mongolian Rhapsody. I don't think it quite has the same ring as Bohemian Rhapsody, which of course went on to become arguably one of the greatest rock songs ever.
You're leaving us with a story then, Deepti, about the biggest win in TV poker history. Two players have picked up their share of over $3 million.
That's right. This website, Kotaku, explains that the live-streamed 13-hour poker match played in the U.S. recently saw two players, Tom Dwan and Faye, picking up their share of 3 $1 million in prize money. Tom Dwan won the poker match, winning about $2.6 million, while Faye picked up about $500,000 in a single hand of poker. The prize money is now the largest in televised professional poker history. $3 million in 13 hours sounds very much like a fast cash grab, Sharon.
Deep T, thank you so much for that. That is Deep T Laurent with our press review. Stay with us. Coming up, mission to Mars, but not as we know it. Lunar explorers of the future have been setting their sights on the red planet during a first-of-its-kind training camp at an airtight facility in the deserts of northern Arizona.